for Sydney, 26-14. I think they had too many guys out on the field here, Tim, to kick things off, perhaps.
Either that or he's pointing at one player, so I'm guessing he crossed the line before the ball was kicked. So, yep.
So it looks like we'll come back
violation.
And do it again.
Yep. And they'll back him up to the 35, so the Warriors will kick from there.
And so this will be Sydney kicking off again. As Tim said, from the 35, it'll be Liam Matthews back to receive here for Unitigo. Two players on the backside, Leo Temple, as well as Derek Rose. So Matthews will line it up and do it again, 5 yards behind where he did it before. Squib kick here is fielded by Unitigo, and they're going to get it right at midfield. It actually hit off the leg of Brandon Sacco, and it was Owen Reed who was able to fall on it before Sydney could swoop in.
Real nice job by number 65, Owen Reed, right there. I mean, he's a lineman, folks, and he showed some really good quickness and hands to cover that ball up. Otherwise, Sydney Warriors take over right at about the 50-yard line because they would have recovered it.
So they are in Sydney territory, technically, at the 48-yard line. The Spartans going right to left, and it looks like Clow, yes, is going to be under center. And he just got a big word of encouragement there from Owen Reed, patted him on the chest, almost like, okay, buddy, we can do this. Here's Clow under center, and he's going to hand one off here to the outside. Maybe good for a gain of one, and that just didn't look as crisp and clean as the ball handler was Connor Griffin. I think it's going to take them some time. It's such a fine-tuned offense when you have the pieces that are moving that quickly together. We'll see what they can do.
That was definitely, that's my first snap of the year at quarterback. And so we'll see what he can do for this next one.
Early third quarter, Sydney leading Unitigo 26-14. Thanks for joining us here tonight for Friday Night Football on WCDO. I'm Nate Lull alongside Tim Cutting, Jim Tomeo back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Thanks to Jim for being with us tonight. Here is Clow in the shotgun on a second and about 11. Clow, direct snap. A little keeper here, plows his way right up the middle, good for about 5 yards.
Yep, that was a nice broken play right there, too. Clow put the ball out for the running back, and the running back went on the other side of him. So they're definitely having some issues there, but Clow did the right thing. He knew that the play was over as far as what coach called, and tucked it and got as much as he could, so to bring up third down and 6.
Early third quarter, Unitigo with their first possession of the second half. They trail 26-14, and this possession could, as we've talked about, just serve as trying to get everybody on the same page. So Clow is standing right at midfield. He is taking over the quarterback duties after Noah Hatala, the starter, hurt his arm late in the second quarter. A little keeper here for Clow, and he's going to be very close to a first down as he runs over to the right wing side, diving his way forward before he's brought down. I believe on the tackle there for Sydney was Brandon Wagner.
Well, it's funny because the chain crew is like, guys, that's a first down. They're not even waiting for officials to give it a signal, and they moved the chains already. So first down for the Spartans. Nice little play. Cloud just did a fake to the running back. The running back let him through the hole, and good for a first down yardage.
They're at the Sydney 37 again as we start the third quarter. They go right to left. Clow, another quarterback keeper. He's going to flip it to the right side to the 35-yard line, and if this is going to be the recipe, we'll hope that Clow is durable here in the second half as he picks up about 3 or 4 yards.
Well, we know he is because we've seen him run the ball from the running back spot, so we know he's a strong kid. We know he can run. We know he'll finish off the runs like he should. But the thing is he's also being the signal caller for the Spartans right now, so he's also got to be really, really careful.
Got a lot on his plate right now. He's got to immediately jump up from the run, go over, get the play from the sideline, bring it into the huddle, and just he's in a whole different spot than he's used to being here in this packed-in offense that Unitigo is running. Early third quarter, it's Sydney 26, Unitigo 14. Here's Clow again in the shotgun. Another QB keep. He's going to run to the near side, and that should be good for about 5 yards down to the 30-yard line. It's going to be a third and short coming up, maybe about a third and 2.
I'm not really good at math, but if you get 5 yards every play, you're going to keep the drive going.
Yes. It's going to be a third and 1 here, actually. So far, Sydney has not found a way to stop Clow on those little quarterback keepers. They've run it about 3 or 4 times in a row. 26-14, Sydney on top of Unitigo. Clow is under center again. He's run the last few plays out of the shotgun. Connor Griffin is in the backfield. They'll pitch one here to Leo Temple. He cuts to the outside. Good burst of speed. Good for a first down. Pushed out of bounds on the far side by Kevin McEwen. And that's Temple's first run of the second half, and it moves the chains for the Spartans.
Nice little jet sweep to the right-hand side by Temple, and got the first down yardage for the Spartans. So it's first and 10, and ball spotted just about the 24-yard line in Sydney Warriors.
So Unitego making some halftime adjustments, and so far so good on their opening drive of the third quarter, although they've had a couple of drives tonight that have gotten down this far that have started to stall out around this field position. As they are deep in Sydney territory, looking to break it into the red zone. They trail 26-14, but trying to get back in this game. Clow is in the shotgun. Griffin is behind him. Clow's going to hand one off. No, a fake. He's going to run it to the right side. Clow again picks up 3, 4, maybe 5 yards before he's gang-tackled there by the Sydney Warriors. Danny Calkins was in on the tackle, as well as Kevin McEwen. And again, Brandon Wagner just seems to be making a lot of tackles out there, at least being involved in the play. Mm-hmm. And Cameron Chabot was in there as well.
Yeah, they definitely are bringing everybody to the ball. The Warriors are doing a really nice job, but Coach Matthews sees something he doesn't like and calls a timeout.
So the Warriors will take a timeout. Unitego is on the drive. They're about down to the 15-yard line, trying to get back in this game. It's Sydney 26, Unitego 14, midway through the third quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Patriot Masonry of Otego is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
26-14, Sydney on top of Unitego. A Sydney timeout, Unitego driving. They're inside the 20 now.
Yeah, and they've done the same thing pretty much every single play. Cloud gets the snap, and he fakes to the back and then follows the back around the end. And like we said before, they're getting about 5 yards on every play, so I'd stick with it too.
Again, the starter, Noah Hotala, scored a touchdown in the second quarter, appears to have hurt his shoulder or his arm. It's in a sling, and so they're going with this backup plan, and Caden Clow is doing a good job so far. So this will be a second and about 5. Clow on another keeper here, runs to the left side. Clow still on his feet, cuts back, and this time Sydney sniffs it out. Good for maybe a gain of 1. On the tackle was Liam Matthews as well as Tanner Gifford.
Yeah, real nice play by Liam Matthews right there. Would not let Clow get outside him and made him turn it back in where he had some help, and brought a gain, but he got a gain of about 4, so to bring up third down and 6.
He picked up more than I thought he did,
yeah.
So
it's
going to be about a 3rd and 5, 3rd and 6, and again, they are inside the 20-yard line trying to get back in this game. Spartans will break the huddle. Clow looking for some options here. As he lines up, he'll be under center this time. Connor Griffin is in the backfield. Leo Temple is to the left of Clow as they set up. And Clow lost this one. Ball is on the ground. Looks like he had time to just fall on it as the snap was not clean there. Actually, at the bottom of the pile was Austin Gilbertson coming up with that one. So a 4th and 5 coming up for Unitego.
Thanks to Austin Gilbertson, the Spartans live to play on 4th down.
That was just looked like not a clean handoff there between Owen Reed and Caden Clow, who is doing his best here. Try to drive Unitego down to get it back in this game. And this is a big-time play here early in the second half. Well, about midway through the third quarter here. Again, clock on the scoreboard not functioning at this time, so we're trying to do our best to keep you updated where we are in each quarter. 26-14 the score, and now we'll have a timeout taken here by Unitego. Coach McCroney wants to talk it over on this 4th and 5. We'll step away for 30 seconds. Again, our score, 26-14. Sydney on top of Unitego, but the Spartans are on the march here on CDO.
The Yom Sodol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
So Junotigo taking a timeout to address things here, as this will be a 4th and 5 coming up here for the Spartans. Another quick look at the out-of-town scoreboard. About 7 minutes to go, third quarter. Shenango Valley leading 14-7 over Oneonta. That game up at OHS tonight.
So, another good game.
Yeah, another good game. Beautiful new turf field up there. Oneonta with their first game on it, trying to maybe ring it in with a victory. So,
what about Groton? Well,
I haven't had an update out in Groton's a little far for even
that
my
is.
Network. So we'll see.
That's a haul.
And I checked in with some people to see who might be going over to try to get us a score update from that game. But you know, Groton's kind of got a funky schedule to start the year. Walton, I should say, has a funky schedule to start the year, with some tough games on the road against some teams we don't normally see in our neck of the woods. 26-14 out of the timeout. Junotigo on a 4th and 5. They are deep in Sydney territory. Ball is on about the 18-yard line. Here is Clow. He is under center. You wonder what he's going to do, if he might just try to submarine it forward. No, they're going to pitch it to Temple. Can he get to the edge on the right side? Cuts it back. Temple is going to be very close to a first down. Brought down at the 10-yard line by Colby Finch. And boy, Tim, what do you see? You're the guy who always says they're going to bring out the chains or not.
I don't think so. I think they got it. Oh, nope, I'm wrong again, Nate.
Officials look like, yep, they're going to bring the chains out. Cameron Chabot as well as Colby Finch, they were in on the tackle. Temple did a good job on that sweep, and he kind of cut it back to the left. I thought he was going to continue to try to run to the outside.
Yep.
But he cut it back. Sydney did a good job to close the gap, but it was very, very close.
Yeah, it is really close. This is big play right here,
yeah.
Big measurement.
Big point in the game.
Junotigo has some real good momentum going right now, and down 12 points, they really need to get the first down here.
If they could score, they'd be right back in this game. So here we go. This is going to be a very, very close measurement, and they are inches short. Just inches short on that fourth down, and Sydney will take over on downs at about their own 10-yard line. They'll go left to right. Wow, what a play.
Yeah, that was, you know, who knows? We can't really say. I mean, from where we looked, it looked like the Temple was going to go all the way to the outside, and he probably would have outran the player and got the first down, but he turned it up inside, took the hit, made, you know, tried to finish off the run and just came up just a tick short.
You wonder if he thought, you know, it's a split-second decision. But
oh, yeah, definitely.
Was he going to run out of real estate if he went to the outside? And if he cut back, was he, you know, going to be able to punch it through with his size? You know, it's...
But they did take a lot of the third quarter off the books.
Yeah, we're about midway through this third quarter with the score, Sydney 26 and Junotigo 14. David Gannon on a 1st and 10 is going to cut it to the right side, and he's got some real estate to work with. Gannon's at the 40, up to midfield to the 50 before he's brought down at about the 46-yard line. Great tackle there by Unitigo's Colby Flamensfeld to save it there. Gannon with a burst of speed. We talked about it at halftime. Get that young man the ball.
Yeah, I was hoping that's what would happen. You know, I mean, the young man really is a great little runner, and really works hard and does a good job, so give him the rock.
Wow, and he just had a huge hole to run through there by the right side of the line, and he took off. And now Sydney is into Junotigo territory, and this is Ryan Harris standing in midfield. He's going to hand one off, and again, another run right up the middle, this one for Tanner Gifford. Good for about 6 yards as he crosses the Junotigo 40.
This is the scary part. They're doing a nice job. They're giving their linemen the ability to fire off the ball and create a hole and let the run happen. When this happens, they're going to get everybody sucked in, and I'm telling you right now, they're going to pop a pass to the outside, and we're going to have a 6-point play for somebody from Sydney on the outside.
Colby Finch split out to the right. Mosier and Matthews split out to the left here on a 2nd and short. Harris is going to throw to Kevin McHugh, incomplete on the far side to the 30 before he's brought down, but good enough for a Sydney Warriors first down. Move the chains.
Nice little play. Easy play to the left-hand side. Ryan just tosses it out to McHugh. McHugh did a nice job, finished off the run, and got first down yardage, first and 10 for the Warriors on the Spartan 30.
Midway through the third quarter, coming up to being late in the third quarter. Here again, the scoreboard clock not working, doing our best to keep an eye on it for you. Ball is at the 30-yard line as Sydney marches into Unitego defensive territory. Here's Harris. He'll hand off again to Gifford. Splits it right up the middle. Brought down, though, by Unitego. Two Spartans were right there to bring him down. Leo Temple as well as Flamensfeld on the tackle.
Yeah, on the defensive side, Temple and Flamensfeld are the ones that are really doing a good job from their linebacker spots.
Flamensfeld is listed at 5'8", 140, and he might be that. I'm not sure. I think he's the smallest guy in the field. He's been everywhere tonight.
Doing a good job.
He's doing a very nice job. So here on a second down and 10, Harris rolls out to his right, passes complete here to Colby Finch. He's brought down after a gain of about 5. Unitego on the tackle there with David Fletcher.
Looks like he's going to come up about 2 yards short of the first down. Third down and 2 for the Warriors.
Harris just keeping things simple. When he has to roll out, he can. And he's just making the simple plays, not rushing anything. And
look, I'm very composed.
Yeah, very composed.
I'm really impressed.
For his second varsity game, this is, he's making it look easy out there. This will be a third and 1 for Sydney. They're on the Unitego 20-yard line. Fakes the handoff, throws over the middle, passes complete. This one to Matthews, and he's brought down at the 10. Move the chains again here for Sydney.
Into double coverage. Matthews, back shoulder, great catch. First down Warriors.
And he put it really where only Matthews was going to get that ball. So another nice pass there from Harris. 26-14 the score. Sydney on top of Unitego late in the third quarter. And Sydney marching once again. Matthews is split out to the left side. Mosier comes out to take a play off. And so the only wide receiver will be Matthews. Cameron Chabot is also lined up in the backfield. They're going to run to the outside, handing it off to David Gannon. He turns the corner. He's brought down right at the 2-yard line on the right wing side there by David Fletcher. Going to be a first and goal, I believe. No, second and goal, excuse me, coming up for Sydney.
That was as close to a heavy jumbo look I've ever seen from the Sydney Warriors. They had so many guys over on the right-hand side.
They're doing it again.
They're selling that. That's where we're going. We'll see what happens.
Still double coverage on Matthews on the left side. And they'll hand it off to Cameron Chabot to the left side. He's going to run one in. A flag on the play. A touchdown for right now for Chabot. But we'll see this is going to be a face mask or what it's going
to
be.
Looks like a holding.
Okay.
That's what the early indication was from the referee who threw the yellow hanky.
And Chabot puts his hands up in the air and says, come on, that was my moment of glory there. A little Lucas Tanner-esque handing it off to the big fella.
Let the big guy have the ball.
So it looked like Chabot was going to get the touchdown there. Instead, a penalty against the Warriors, and there have not been many penalties here tonight.
And just real quick, Nate, think about that play and realize he took a hit at about the 1 and still showed good balance and agility for the big guy. That was a pretty impressive little run there.
He wanted that. I will say Chabot, great athlete, great third baseman during the baseball season. For his size, very agile and super athletic. So I'm not surprised they
showed it on that play.
Decided to give that a try. And so Harris now on second down is going to get flushed out of the pocket. Looks to throw on the run. Finds David Gannon complete for the touchdown. Kept it alive again. Gannon was there, and the Warriors put another 6 on the board.
Nice little play right there by Ryan. He's rolling to his right side. Did a little pump fake, gave Gannon the ability to cut back towards the left goal post, and he hit him right on the number. And Ryan took a hit on that one, too, so he's staying in the pocket, doing a really nice job.
Kept that play alive, that split second that they needed, and found Gannon, who had kind of disappeared over the center, and found him, and he ran it into the end zone. And Sydney leads 32-14. They'll go for the extra point here. Harris on the hold and Mazzarella. No, they're going to fake a 2-point conversion. Harris tosses one up into the night sky. Pass is just in and out of the hands of the receiver. I believe that's Colby Finch on the far side. Yes, that was Finch. Good coverage, though, by Unitego, and they weren't fooled necessarily by the play, as David Fletcher was able to blanket him in the coverage.
Yeah, David Fletcher was real good coverage on Kobe Finch right there, but I tell you what, Kobe goes up, high points the ball, and he almost came down with a two-point conversion.
So our score, Sydney 32, Unitego 14, late in the third quarter, live from Unitego. We'll take a break and be right back on CDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that is second to none. Butler Auto Sales has the biggest selection of vehicles in the area on two lots in Sydney with almost every make and model available. And remember, guaranteed credit approval at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Shop online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Late third quarter here at Unitego High School, and our Friday night football score, Sydney 32 and Unitego 14. Again, late third quarter on WCDO. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you. We'll take you the rest of the way. Also, thanks for joining us tonight on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. The kickoff is fielded here by Flamensfeld of Unitego, falls on it, bobbled it for a second at the 35, and stays right there. And that's where Unitego will start this drive.
Yeah, real nice little play right there. And again, you know, playing that percentage, give the team that your opponent the ball at the 35, the 30, 40-yard line every time, and rely on that defense, and they've done a good job.
So again, our score, Sydney 32 and Unitego 14, late in the third quarter. Again, thanks for joining us online. We know many of our listeners are out of town, family, friends that always check in with us, and glad to have you along on week two. In fact, we met some folks here earlier tonight that usually listen on the stream. They came up for the game here tonight from Florida, so always fun to see. Hand off here on first and 10. And the runner is still on his feet here for Unitego, all the way up the midfield to the 50, out to the 48. That's Derek Rose. Looked like he was going to get tackled in the backfield and somehow comes up with 15 yards.
He kept running sideways, forward, sideways, forward, sideways, forward. Good for 10 yards plus and a first down into Sydney Warrior territory at the 48.
So Unitego, as we said, no matter what happened here in the second half, they were not going to quit. And if they had gone down and scored on that last drive, this is a quite different game, I think. And we'll see what they can do late in this third quarter here. And back under center will be Shea Barber. So the whole drive to start the third quarter, they went with Caden Clow. And now the freshman is back in, and Shea Barber. Barber hands off to Leo Temple. He cuts back. He's got a full head of steam up the middle, very close to a first down. He crosses the 40 to the 39.
Yeah, real nice play right there. Quick little toss to Temple, and like we said, folks, the kid is listed at 6 foot, 200 pounds, and he runs just like that. I mean, he just does not go down on the first hit. He just keeps those legs driving and gets that extra yard or two.
In case you're just joining us, Spartans starting QB, the senior Noah Hatala, scored in the second quarter on a little running play, appears to have hurt his arm, his shoulder, something like that. So that is why Unitego is kind of doing some different things here in the second half, using different people in that quarterback position. They'll pitch one to Leo Temple here. Again, he runs to the outside. Might be close to another first down. Picks up 8 or 9 yards. They are into Sydney territory, going right to left, and they cross the 30-yard line.
What I really like, he just showed it right there. He was outside. He started to go to the outside, and the runner or the defender showed, and he went right to the defender and just said, all right, you're going to try to tackle me? You're going to pay for it. And he did. Great job.
So Unitego is at the Sydney 28-yard line. They're keeping this drive alive. Shea Barber, the freshman QB, seems a lot more calm and cool and collected here on this drive. They hand off to Connor Griffin. He bulls his way forward here late in the third quarter. Good for one as he hits the pile and is brought down there by Sydney's Brandon Kane.
Well, and also, you know, if the injury is bad, we don't know. We have no idea what it is. But if it is, you know, they've got to figure out something. Who's going to be our quarterback? You know, we'll try Mr. Barber, then we'll try Clow, and we'll try other people. And, you know, this is not a bad way to do it because it makes the defense have to adjust to who's making the signal call.
Barber is under center here on a second down. They'll hand off to Temple again. He cuts back on a sweep from left to right, and he is drilled at the line there by the Sydney defense. Tanner Gifford was leading the charge there for the Warriors.
Nice play right there by Tanner Gifford. I mean, that's the first time I've seen 22 and Green go backwards. A real nice tackle right there by number two.
32-14 the score. Late in the third quarter, Sydney on top of Unitego. This will be about a third and 10 coming up. Unitego with the ball. They're in the green tops tonight, the black pants, the white helmets. Yeah. Sydney is in the white tops, the gray pants, and the gray helmets here tonight. Here is Shea Barber, and he's in the shotgun. He's going to throw to the outside. Pass is complete to Rose, and that's going to be very close to a first down. I think he got it across the 20 to the 18. So Barber throwing, showing that he can throw, and Derek Rose with the reception.
And that's the same play that the Unitego scored on in the first half. You know, just the little fake to the running back, and then pick up real quick and pop it out there to the outside, and that's the quarter.
So that's the end of the third quarter with the score. Sydney 32, Unitego 14. Fourth quarter action coming up here from Unitego High School on WCDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you on WCDO. A score update from Oneonta. Shenango Valley leading OHS 20-7. That game also getting into the fourth quarter. As we start the fourth quarter here, Unitego is on the march. We've switched ends of the field, so the Spartans now going left to right. And this will be a first and 10. They are on the Sydney 20-yard line. A pitch here to Rose. He's going to cut back. Derek Rose right up the gut there on a little sweep from right to left, and then he cut it back. Good for about a gain of 2 there for Rose.
That double wing. Rose on the right-hand side gets the toss and takes it inside the guard and tackle. The guard and center gap, and gets about 4 yards on that play, so it'll bring up second down and 6.
So early fourth quarter action under the lights here at Unitego, a rivalry Friday night game between the Spartans and the Warriors. Sydney leading 32-14. This will be a second and about 6. They'll hand off to Connor Griffin. He guts to the left side, and he's brought down by the Sydney line. Chabot was in there on the tackle, as well as Ian Fogarty. I got to say, Fogarty, Chabot, Brandon Wagner, they've all done a great job tonight for Sydney.
Yeah, they're doing a great job on both sides of the ball for the Warriors. If it's on defense, they're doing a really nice job. It's not an easy offense to defend because they just have so many people going everywhere. You don't know who has the ball. But on the offensive side, they're giving Ryan a lot of time to throw the ball and also making huge holes for Gannon and the running backs.
About a third and 8. Unitego is deep in Sydney territory. They'll hand off to Rose again. He hits the pile hard, but he is driven back. Again, Colby Finch, Fogarty is in there, as well as a couple of other guys. And fourth down coming up here, going to be about a 4th and 5 for Unitego. And again, they're knocking on the Sydney end zone door here.
Yep, they are. They're right just outside the 10-yard line right now. And we'll see if they run that little play with Mr. Temple.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Yep.
Maybe they run that to the outside, something along those lines.
I mean,
and again,
they got 4-6 yards. They got to get 6-7 yards, actually. So, yeah, that's a good play.
So, right now, we haven't seen Clow in this entire drive. He's over on the far side, so wonder what's happening there, or if they're just giving him a little bit of a break in this contest. They're going to hand it off. No, it's a quarterback keeper. Barber to the outside, has nowhere to go. Turnover on downs. here for Unitego. The play broke down. Sydney breaking through. David Gannon was in there, as well as Danny Calkins. 32-14 the score, and Sydney takes over on downs.
Nice little play by David Gannon from his linebacker spot. Stepped up and filled the hole and did not let the quarterback get outside, and Sydney will start another possession, their first possession of the fourth quarter.
So 32-14 the score, and Sydney will take over. Boy, you feel for Unitego because they've had a couple of nice drives here in the second half, and they've come up empty in terms of points.
Both inside the 20.
So, and that's just, I'm sure that's going to keep Coach McCroney and his staff up at night. Ryan Harris back in the game. Wants to throw. Throws to the outside for Colby. Finch catches it in stride at the 50, to the 30. Finch is on his horse to the 20, to the 10. A Sydney touchdown. Huge play from Ryan Harris showing off his arm. And Sydney scores on the first play of the drive.
25 yards on the 25-yard line. Threw that ball all the way out to the opposite 30, where Finch caught the ball and then just outran the defense. 6 points, Warriors, 75 yards on that pass play.
75-yard TD. It looked like Finch maybe was going to get caught from behind. He got on his horse and outran everybody. What a throw. The only guy who might have been faster on that play was Ryan Harris running up the field because he was so pumped up for the touchdown. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that was quick. Quick, quick, quick.
Wow, and so they're going to go for the extra point, and, you know, that's the first time we've really seen Coach Matthews let Ryan Harris just unload one, mm-hmm. and he showed off the arm, so that was great. So Colby Finch catches that touchdown, and our score now is 38-14, and the Sydney sideline was pretty fired up. Looking for the extra point. This one is a line drive and is good. So Mazzarella gets this one to go, and our score is Sydney 39. And Unitego 14 on a 75-yard bomb from Harris to Colby Finch. We'll be right back on CDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Ryan Harris to Colby Finch. Those two just giving a little hug and a high five on the sideline. A 75-yard touchdown bomb from Harris to Finch. And Sydney leads Unitego midway through this fourth quarter. Well, I should say early fourth quarter still. 39-14. Again, the clock on the scoreboard. Our friend at the moment, so we're trying to keep you updated on where we are in the contest. The kickoff there, bouncing around, Unitego had some trouble fielding it before Flamensfeld was able to hold on.
Nice job by that young man, because otherwise you're turning the ball over to the Warriors right away, and that's not easy to come back from. So let's see what they can come up with on this drive. Hopefully they can get some points on the board. They've been inside the 20 both times and just have turned it over on downs.
Yeah.
And hopefully they can get a score here for the Spartans.
Again, I don't think the score represents this game feels closer than this to me, 39-14, because Unitego has done some nice things. But again, the question coming in was, could they slow down the Sydney offense? And that's kind of been the question over the last couple of years for a lot of local teams, is can you keep up with the pace that they are going to put up points at? So Unitego will have the ball. The freshman quarterback under center here in Shea Barber. Barber's going to hand off, and Unitego looking to run this one up the middle, coming off the bottom of the pile there. I'm not sure who ran that ball coming off the bottom of the pile exactly. It looked like maybe Austin Nichols got the carry. So maybe some second string guys getting some action here now for Unitego.
Matthews coming off the field on defense here, so number 81 went into the game. Now Mosier's coming out, and number 7 is going into this game. So 81 and 7.
Skylar Rao heads in for Sydney. That's number 7 on that side. And on the other side, Trenton Bedine also as well for Sydney coming in. Sydney on defense here as Unitigo looks to pass. Boy, Shea Barber is trapped in the backfield. They're trying to get away from Cameron Chabot, and he does, but he cannot escape Tanner Gifford, and a huge loss here, trapped in the backfield. And, boy, Shea Barber just running for his life there for Unitigo.
You got that right. He was definitely in trouble, and Tanner Gifford said, "You're not going to get away from me," and pulled him to the ground. A huge loss.
And so a huge loss there. I would say this is third and... What do you think, Tim? Third and
25.
25 or so. I was going to say maybe third and 30. And I think Unitigo pinned deep in their own end, going left to right, ball on about their own 11. They have to be thinking maybe go to the air here. And again, some new faces coming in to make some plays here for Unitigo on offense midway through this fourth quarter. And so Barber steps back, looks to throw to the outside. This one is picked off by Trenton Bedine at the 20-yard line, giving Sydney excellent field position. And, boy, Sydney is fired up on their sideline. Bedine with a great INT.
Coach Mike Cronin's got to be going, "What are you doing to me, Jeff?"
Yeah.
I mean, you got a guy sitting on the bench. You bring him in. Two plays after he's in the game, he gets an INT.
Yep.
You know? That was a great defensive play right there by that young man, number 81, Trenton Bedine. He had inside coverage all the way, secured the ball with his hands, pulled it in, completed the pick.
So a great play there by the Sydney defense, and now here's the Sydney offense. They are on the Unitigo about the 20-yard line, and so we'll see exactly what the Warriors decide to do there. A lot of their first-string guys are still in. Matthews is split out to the left side. As Sydney goes right to left, they lead 39-14. Matthews will hand off to David Gannon. He splits to the right side. Gannon still on his feet, down to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, before he is upended down there by Torrey Goo, who makes the tackle for Unitigo.
Glad to see him get up from that. He went over end right there and landed pretty hard on the back of his head. But he looks okay. Got about, you know, first down yardage, so it's first and goal to go.
First and goal here for the Warriors. Maybe looking to put the final stamp on this contest midway through the fourth quarter here on the road at Unitigo. Harris hands off, and they go to Chabot. He runs to the outside. Chabot gets taken down right at the goal line. Heck of a tackle. Sacrificing the body was Jack Andrews, as Chabot looked like a freight train running to the left side there.
Number 21 is like, "Hit him low, hit him low, hit him low. Don't take him in the
gosh,
side pass."
Oh, my gosh, yeah. That looked like it hurt.
Yeah.
And, goodness gracious, to bring him down. 39-14 the score. Sydney maybe trying to put the final stamp on this game as they lead Unitigo here on the road. Harris will hand off. Chabot is going to walk in for the touchdown here for Sydney. He wanted that one, and he finally got it.
Well, he had one earlier, folks, but a penalty on the Warriors, a holding penalty, took it away. So they said, "You know what, we're going to give you another chance." He had two carries in a row, 6 points for the Warriors.
Sydney now leads 45-14 midway through this fourth quarter. And we'll come out to kick the extra point here. Chabot, I'm assuming maybe his first career varsity touchdown.
I'm going to say that.
I don't think I've ever seen him score before, as he's taken out a bigger role this year for the Warriors. Here's the extra point. Snap is good. Hold is good. Mazzarella with the kick, and it's good. So our score, Sydney 46 and Unitigo 14. We'll step away for Tim Cutting. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Gilbert Plumbing and Heating at Gilbertsville is a proud sponsor of local high school sports on WCDO. GPH has been serving the Tri-County area for over 25 years. They offer full service for residential or commercial heating, plumbing, or septic issues. They have 24/7 emergency service too. Need something fixed in the middle of the night? Call GPH and you get a real local person. That's the GPH difference. They also offer service contracts so you have peace of mind. Call Gilbert Plumbing and Heating today at 783-2289. That's 783-2289. Find them on Facebook or online at gilbertph.com.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. 4 minutes and 20 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter as Sydney kicks off the Unitigo. They will fall on this one as Sydney leads 46-14. Here's an out-of-town score update. A lot of scoring going on up at OHS. 9 minutes to go, and Shenango Valley leads 28-21. So that's getting to be a close one.
What was the time left in that game?
9 minutes to go.
And we're 4:20?
Yeah.
And a Sydney game might finish before another school?
I had to laugh. I was here.
Oh, my goodness.
I was here earlier this week, and I'm talking with the Unitigo coaching staff. They had gone, I can't remember where they said they went last week to scout, somewhere quite far away for one of their non-area games. Wherever they were at that game, left, had a long drive back, and they were on 88, and they started picking up CDO somewhere up by Worcester, Skenevis up there, and they said it was still the third quarter of the Sydney and Green game. They said it was like the longest game known to man. I said,
We reported the end of one game.
The Norwich game, yeah.
And Sydney had 3 minutes left in the third quarter.
It was crazy.
And I'm like, wait a minute. This is crazy. I had my phone was blowing up.
Yeah.
Referees from other games
want to know the score.
Want to know what the score was.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, they're done. How are you texting me on the field?
offside on Sydney on that first down play here for Unitigo. Again, about 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. So now it'll be a first and five for Unitigo. And both sides bringing in some reserves here, making sure to keep everybody healthy and giving some new guys a chance here in their first varsity experience for a lot of these young men. But yeah, last week, Sydney and Green was a very, very long game. Unitigo's going to hand off a little sweep, cutting back to the inside, coming off the bottom of the pile here. Flamensfeld got the carry, and we're going to have a flag on the play.
Yeah,
not sure exactly what that was for.
I'm pretty sure it's unsportsmanlike. Yep.
Against Sydney, it looks like?
Yeah, it was.
I saw the Unitigo bench was not happy.
Yeah, there was a little jawing going on over on that side, and, you know, anytime that happens, it's always the second guy that gets caught, and sure enough, the Sydney Warrior player did get caught, and it's 15 yards for the Spartans.
Late here in the fourth quarter, Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you on WCDO. Also on our live stream at WCDOsports.com. If you're looking for some other score updates tonight, after we go off the air, you can always go to WCDOsports.com, see my Twitter page on the right side of the page there, and we'll have some soccer scores, some other field hockey and football scores tonight as well. Unitigo here on a first and 10 after the penalty. They run to the left side. Good for about a pickup of 5 yards. And coming off the bottom of the pile there again is Tori Goo.
Tori Goo showed a real nice little style of running right there. He was just bouncing to the right, and then all of a sudden, or to the left, excuse me, bouncing to the left side, and then all of a sudden, boom, right through the gut, and picked up some nice yardage there. Second down and seven, or three, excuse me.
In case you just jumped in the car, our score is Sydney 46 and Unitigo 14. Late here, fourth quarter action. And once again, a handoff here. Flamensfeld is going to be good for the first down for Unitigo. Busts it across the 35 to about the 33. So it appears that Sydney will move to 2-0 on the young season, and Unitigo will drop to 1-1. I do think these are two teams that in the division could be fighting it out for a playoff spot. Sydney getting themselves in a good position here early in the season, though.
Yeah, they definitely are. And, you know, the first game, I'm still flabbergasted that the Green game was a non-league game. But, you know, 2-0 on the season, it looks like that's what they're going to be. And, you know, they're definitely setting up a good season start by doing that.
So a first and 10 here for Unitigo. They march deep into Sydney territory again. They've come up empty so far in the second half as they'll hand off here again. A run to the right side is good for about 5 yards. And coming off the bottom of the pile this time, we'll see who it is. Here it'll be Jerome Stanton, his first carry of the night for Unitigo.
And Jerome Stanton was brought down on that play by a host of Sydney Warrior tacklers.
Yes, it certainly was a host. Four or five guys bringing him down on the play. So Unitigo marching again, and we've talked about it. We feel for them a little bit here because they've been inside the 20 two times here in the second half and just haven't been able to punch it in and turned it over on downs. They hand off to Goo, cuts back to the left side. Some shifty moves, good for about 2 yards. Third and short coming up. Probably about a third and two for Unitigo late here in the fourth quarter.
I gotta say, Goo is the smallest guy in the field.
123. 5'5", 123.
Whoa.
But he's doing well.
Yeah, he is. Know? He's not afraid. I mean, he's definitely, you know, shifty, which is good for that size and weight. 5'5".
Gotta be shifty.
You gotta
be. 46-14 the score, as this will be a third and short. They'll hand off again, cutting to the outside for Flamensfeld. He's going to pick up the first down. He's at the 15, and he's brought down right there, dragged out of bounds. Tackling on the play there for Sydney was Trent Dran.
Trent Dran, number 36, with a real nice tackle, but not before the young man from Unitigo could get a first down, and inside the 20 again.
Dran with the tackle, as well as Devin Wheeler. Want to give both those guys credit for their effort on that play, as we are late in the fourth quarter, 46-14 the score. Sydney on top of Unitigo on the road. This will be a first and 10 again as the Spartans are marching. This is the backup quarterback, the freshman Shea Barber, in the backfield, slips and falls. Going to be a flag on the play. I think it was kind of inadvertent there as Barber fell, and then two Sydney Warriors came in and a little too maybe anxious there to make sure he was down.
Well, it started off with the snap getting over Shea Barber's head. Shea Barber made a nice recovery. He realized immediately that he was going nowhere, so he kneeled down, and the Sydney guys couldn't stop. So now it's 15 yards more for the Spartans.
So this is going to put the Spartans in a good position here. 46-14 the score. Ball is at the 15-yard line now, and we'll see what the Spartans can do late here in this fourth frame. So both sides getting you know, some new faces into the action here late in this contest. And we'll see. The officials here, I think, are not agreeing on the spot here of this ball. So we'll see exactly what happens.
Sydney's getting ready to put number 64, Matthew Smith, into the game. The sideline is getting very, very excited.
Yeah, excited to see him go into the game for sure. Unitigo on a handoff here on second down. And handing off to Peyton Carman, who cut back through the line. And heading into the game, as Tim said, is Matthew Smith, the junior, and the sideline is pretty fired up. One of those guys that, you know, does all the hard work in practice, maybe doesn't get a chance to go in the game as much, and he's here, and he's in late in the fourth quarter with Sydney ahead 46-14. Unitigo with quarterback Shea Barber drops back, wants to throw to the outside, passes incomplete. A flag on the play. Flamensfeld was the intended receiver. Bedine was in coverage for Sydney.
Yeah, Bedine got there just a little bit too early, and it's going to be pass interference against number 81. I think he was thinking two INTs and possibly a pick six
yeah.
in that play.
Yep, Bedine with that great interception earlier in the second half. Unitigo's finding some creative ways to keep this drive alive at the moment late in the fourth quarter. Again, trailing 46-14.
And it's first and goal to go from the 5-yard line. So let's see if the Spartans can put some points on the board here in the fourth quarter.
So the Spartans, again, hampered by some injuries. They had at one point a 14-13 lead. Noah Hatala, the senior quarterback, ran it in for a touchdown. Appears to have hurt his arm or his shoulder. And that was in the second quarter. And we have not seen him since. He had the pads off and had his arm in a sling. So we'll hope that he is okay going forward this season. Unitigo looking to score on the doorstep here. They'll punch one forward with Flamensfeld, but he comes up about a yard short. So it's going to be maybe second and goal. The officials, saying that a timeout will be taken here by Unitigo, so they want to talk things over. We're going to step away for 30 seconds late in this one with the score. Sydney 46, Unitigo 14. We'll be right back on CDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. Unitigo coming out of the timeout. We have our Walton score update thanks to the Walton connection, John McCraby. 28-6 the score. So Walton over Groton in that contest right now. So
making that trip worthwhile.
Definitely. You know, Walton started off with a tough loss last week, so they can even it up to 1-1 on their record if they keep that going. And that could be a big win for the Walton Warriors on the road. So here is the score, 46-14. They're going to try a little QB keeper, and the Spartans are going to score on a quarterback keeper for Shea Barber. So they do get on the board here in the second half.
Nice little play right there. Just easy. Just go up, goose the center, get the ball, and just follow him right into the end zone. Shea Barber, 6 points.
So about a two-yard TD run makes this game 46-20. We'll see if Unitigo decides to go for two late in this contest here. A good crowd on hand tonight for this rivalry game, and we're glad to have you along. And Tim, we won't be on the air tomorrow, but we'll be back next Friday. A little preview there as we'll be down at BG as they're hosting the Delhi Bulldogs. So two teams we haven't seen, and Delhi and BG both play tomorrow, so we'll see what their records will be heading into next week. Two-point conversion, they're going to go to Torrey Goo. Bounces to the outside. Goo is going to get in for the two-point conversion. So some great hustle to the outside on that left wing. Makes it 46-22.
Yeah, I was just going to say when you said that, and then I get to watch Mr. Goo go into the end zone for the two-point conversion, but I was just going to say it's so great to have all the local teams in the same division. At first, I didn't think it was going to be that good, but it's great. I mean, every week we're going to have one or two good games.
Green is the only real local team that's in the other division in Class D. Harper's Alafton has moved up to C this year, but besides that, the teams that we cover here in the CDO coverage area are all in the same Class D division, and I think it's a lot of fun. I mean, just making the schedule this year, it was really easy because everyone was playing each other, and we didn't really have to hunt and peck for matchups, and it was fun to see. So 46-22 the score. Again, we'll be on the air again next Friday night when BG hosts Delhi. You can always go to our website, WCDOsports.com, to see our full schedule. And I know I texted you this yesterday, Tim, that it worked out really well. October 12th was a week where most of the teams that we cover are playing on Saturday, the 13th, and on the 12th, we'll be able to get an eight-man game in, it looks like, between Oxford and Unadilla Valley. So it's going to be fun.
So you're telling me I have to go and study up on eight-man football?
We're going to have to figure it out here.
And all that stuff, because believe it or not, folks, that was way before my time. Nate will tell you that it wasn't, but it was.
I thought you would be the expert on it, you know? So our score here, 46-22. I'm excited to see it. I've never seen an eight-man game. We'll brush up on it, and good chance to get those two local teams on the air, as we usually do. But now that they've dropped back to eight-man, we'll find another way to get them on CDO. So a short kick here is fielded by Bedine, and Sydney will take over late here in the fourth quarter on their own 45 going right to left with a 46-22 lead.
Nice onside kick recovery by Bedine right there because, you know, that ball just rolling and hopping and everything like that, it's not an easy thing to grab, and he did a really nice job. He's shown some really good hands tonight. He's made a nice play on defense and picked the ball off. And, you know, just right there was the onside kick.
So Sydney now just wanting to run out the clock here. Looks like victory formation for Ryan Harris as he will take a knee. Harris has had a tremendous night here in his second varsity start as the clock will wind down. And Sydney is going to come away with a 46-22 victory on the road at Unitigo to move to 2-0. Unitigo drops to 1-1. We'll have our post-game show coming up. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. But a nice win here for Sydney. At one point in this game, they were down 14-13. Looked like it was going to be a seesaw kind of night. but they get the job done on the road at Unitego. Again, we'll be back with the postgame show in just a minute on CDO. Final score 46-22. Sydney on top of Unitego on CDO.
Nobody sells mattresses for less. That's right. At the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich, you will find mattresses in all sizes and styles by some of the top makers in the industry, including Simmons Beautyrest, Heritage Sleep, and others, all at the best prices around. Save on pillow top, firm, plush, memory foam, latex, and more, including two-sided styles. Yes, mattresses you can flip are still available. Stop in and check them out. With the catalog outlet's large selection, you're sure to find just the right mattress to put you in your comfort zone. Transform your bedroom into a master retreat and increase your comfort by placing your new mattress on an adjustable power bed. The catalog outlet has an adjustable power bed to fit anyone's budget. Stop in today and experience zero gravity and save, save, save. The catalog outlet's three locations are open 7 days a week or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com. Remember, nobody sells mattresses for less.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
So our final score as we come back one last time here at Unitego High School. Sydney defeats Unitego 46-22. Welcome into the post-game show here, folks. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you. Of course, Jim Tomeo back in our Sydney Main Street studios as Sydney pulls away in the second half. And they moved to 2-0, Tim.
Yeah, real nice job by the Warriors tonight, and just a little bit too much of the Warrior offense for the Spartans, but I give the Spartans a lot of credit because they were in that game until that point where the quarterback, Hutel, went out of the game, and they had to go try to find out who was going to be their next signal caller, and they used the freshman, and then they also used Clow, and they tried to get stuff going, and they just got inside the 20 and couldn't put the ball in the end zone until that last drive where they did get inside.
We'll give you some highlights here in the scoring summary. We won't break it down all together, but Ryan Harris, Sydney quarterback, three touchdown passes tonight. Thought he was great. Liam Matthews with two touchdowns, including a 60-yard catch from Harris, as well as a 40-yard punt return for a touchdown. David Gannon was fantastic, a touchdown on the ground in the first quarter, as well as catching a pass from Ryan Harris in the second half. Cameron Chabot with a touchdown. And on the other side for Unitego, you had Hotala with the touchdown early in the game, as well as Clow running one in, and then Shea Barber running one in the fourth quarter for Unitego for their TDs. So I think both these teams could make some noise down the stretch. I think Unitego, depending on what happens with Hotala's injury and what could happen at the QB position, they're always well-coached, and they're going to find ways to win games.
Well, one thing I want to say is I'm going to give a huge, huge kudos to Mr. Hutala, because even though he was out of the game and he knew he was done, he did not. He's a leader, folks. He's a real good leader, because he stayed on the sideline. He worked with the freshman quarterback. He tried to do everything that he could to help that team out, even though he wasn't on that field. So big kudos to Mr. Hutala.
Couldn't agree more. I thought he did a really nice job, and we hope the best for him. Let's do our three awards. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank, providing financial services to our local communities for over 150 years and proud to support local high school sports. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC. And we talked about this a little bit during the break. We think with those three touchdown passes, he was cool, he was calm, he was collected. That will be Ryan Harris here tonight for our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Somebody lighting off some fireworks here at Unitego.
Got my attention.
So Ryan Harris will be our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. Tim, I thought he was great.
Oh, absolutely, and blew my philosophy of how they were going to use him right out of the water, because I've been saying all along they make him throw little out passes and little slants, nothing that's really too big. And they come out, and they just absolutely let him air one out, and he throws it from the 25, his 25-yard line, and it's caught on the opposite 30.
Yeah, he was
absolutely just beautiful throw.
He was great. Next up is the Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by the Catalog Outlet, your store for over 1,000 items. For the absolute lowest prices on bedding, sofas, and furniture for every room, visit the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. And we had this down to, you know, a couple of guys' names from Unitego. Well, we decided to go with Leo Temple, who we thought did a great job on both sides of the ball. You could have gone with Clow, you could have gone with Flamensfeld, but Temple, the Franklin guy coming over the hill, thought he had a good game tonight.
Those Franklin kids are tough.
Yeah.
I mean, he really showed a lot on carrying the ball, but he also finished off a lot of the Warrior runners on defense. I mean, he's a real good form tackle kind of guy, and brings the pads with him and keeps the legs going and everything. So nice job, Leo.
Finally, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, supporting youth in our local communities. Happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. No question in my mind, Liam Matthews with those two touchdowns, everything he brought to the game, incredible speed, skills, ability. He gets our All-Purpose Award tonight.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, we've been waiting to see it happen. I mean, the last couple times that I've seen a Sydney Warrior take it back to the house on a punt return or a kickoff return was Nate Vibbard, and that was just a couple of years ago. But tonight, Mr. Matthews showed us that he can do it as well, and he showed it in his style, too, because I'll tell you, he caught that ball at the 40-yard line and just took off to the end zone.
Yeah, he makes it look easy. He's down there getting a lot of high fives from the crowd here as Sydney celebrates a big-time victory on the road over their rival tonight, Unitego. Our final score, 46-22. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios for running the board. He's our in-game engineer. And, of course, a big thank you to you as well, Tim, for joining me tonight.
Well, thank you very much, Nate, and I'm looking forward to going to BG for the Bobcats and the Bulldogs.
Yeah, it'll be BG Delhi. Don't forget, what was that, probably 3 years ago
now.
We had probably the craziest finish one of the craziest finishes we've ever seen on a last-minute play there, which was great, so maybe we'll get another taste of that. Always a good time and our first time seeing those two teams. And then the week after, we'll have BG at Sydney on a Friday night. So, again, I love the new division, getting to see all these teams. We'll see Walton in a couple of weeks when they see Sydney and they see Unitego. So a lot coming up here for the Warriors and for all the other teams in the division.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be a really good football season, folks, and stay tuned to WCDO. Nate's got it all. And if you can't get it on the radio, go on to the stream. He's got it all out there for you, every score you want. You know, I mean, I think he could even get you some curling up there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what's the deal with that.
I'll do my best, you know. If you need the score, I'll try to get it for you. So, well, for Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. Thanks. We'll have some updates tomorrow for football and soccer. There's a lot going on. It's a busy time of year. We'll be catching up with a lot of other teams next week. Got some field hockey on the schedule, volleyball. I'm going to try to get around to see as much as I can. So again, our final score, Sydney 46, Unitego 22. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night from CDO Sports.